This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives. Get right to Hey, I Was Wondering this morning. If we use your Hey, I Was Wondering, you get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs, which we gave away last night during Facebook Live, I think. I think we gave a couple of those away.
Sounded like it did. Get it in the next couple days, right. But you'll get it.
Right, yeah, yeah. We did.
Something to look forward to.
Hey, Eric. It's Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany. I was wondering, with all this extra time spent at home, do you think the guy you talked to months ago who was making his way through the menu at his local Chinese restaurant has checked off every item on the menu yet? Maybe he could check in. P.S. I listen to your podcast every day as I do nothing but cook and do laundry and try to avoid my family. Thanks, Tiffany.
Tiffany,
just like the rest of us. Laundry, cook, and try to avoid the family. I feel like the Chinese guy, the Chinese menu guy, if you aren't familiar with him, I believe his name was Matt. And Matt had decided the local Chinese place every day when he was at work, he would order the next item. And there's like 312 items on the Chinese food menu.
Yeah, this was one of those big menus.
Right. So he would call in and go, all right, it's 212 today. It's 213. It's 214. I feel like at the end of last year, we did talk to him and he had completed the menu.
This is so true. You're absolutely right.
I think that is right.
You are correct.
Right.
It happened.
And he'd, as I recall... We had isolated the two or three items that he enjoyed the most.
Yeah, there were a few he didn't like.
Right, but he enjoyed the beef and the broccoli. I remember that. And a couple of other
different
items.
There was one that incorporated everything. There was a house special that had three different meats, all the vegetables, and I think he liked that one.
Which, as someone who has a family in the restaurant business, Violetta, you know that the house special that incorporates everything is usually done on a Friday with all the extra food
the
that's
leftovers.
Left over.
No,
all poured into one
true.
Big special that they push all weekend.
But it is what didn't sell that week.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to get rid of it before it goes bad.
It's not what's old.
When you ask for the special on Friday, you know what it is. It's been stuff that hasn't sold all week. There you go. But we can try to confirm that for you, Tiffany. But I believe Matt. Can you send Matt an email, Cynthia, just to confirm, yes, A, he did complete the Chinese food menu, and B, can you ask him to confirm once again what his favorite item was? I kind of want Chinese food.
I know. I want an egg roll.
Just made me hungry.
What are you going to do? Start planning. Start dreaming.
Yeah, so many options.
Put things into motion. They released a national survey on the five things people plan to do once the stay-at-home order is lifted in their particular state.
Mm-hmm.
Go out for dinner being number one. That's an easy one.
Yeah, it is.
You are choosing different things at 312-233-1019. I might be with you right in line there, Andy.
Yeah, get a haircut for sure.
Right out of the gate, get a haircut.
You know, that is so true. It's driving me crazy.
Getting a haircut. Not a bad idea. Joe, you have chosen what?
Sell some geraniums.
Sell
I work in a greenhouse.
You work in a greenhouse. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Elburn.
Oh, really? Are the geraniums backing up or something?
Yeah, because we're closed.
Yeah.
They just keep growing.
You're not an essential business, I guess, they think?
I got to get rid of these out-of-control geraniums.
Oh, my God.
Wow. 312-233-1019. At number three, what do you plan on doing once you have the opportunity to get out of your self-quarantine, Vanessa?
Go to a rooftop bar.
A rooftop bar.
Ooh, does that sound so good right now?
Yeah. It's getting to be about time for that. At number two, Haley, your plans involve what?
Going to play slot machines.
Going to play slot machines.
Okay.
I got to get some gambling in outside my home.
Right.
And finally, in at number one, when the stay-at-home order is lifted, John, you expect a what?
Double fist, 240 ounces before opening day.
What
is that?
What? All right.
I love the
enthusiasm. I love it. It's going to double fist it in the parking lot.
Okay.
At the White Sox.
240 ounces.
Yeah. 240. And he hung up. He's out of here.
He said what he had to say.
That was a mic drop.
Wow. Wow. Would have been a prize for you, John, but you're a big quitter. I got 240s, one in each hand. I've mastered. They say banana bread has gone crazy. Is enjoying a renaissance during the pandemic and the stay-at-home orders as more banana bread is being baked than at any time in modern history.
Seriously.
Other things that have been mastered. Like Heidi, in the last 3 weeks, you've mastered what? Heidi?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, French braiding my daughter's hair.
Ooh.
French braiding your daughter's hair. You've become an expert.
Oh, can you do mine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that that is definitely an acquired skill, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, especially, yeah, to make it look really good,
I can
not
never
messy.
Do that. Never do it. You've mastered what, Sue?
My banana bread sucked, but homemade pizza.
Oh, okay. Sucky banana bread, but rock star homemade pizza. Any particular
kind?
We're
going to open a restaurant after this.
Oh, nice. Right, so what's your specialty?
Yeah, cheese and sausage.
Little
pepperoni, but cheese and sausage.
Classics.
Yeah, got to. You've mastered what, Cindy?
Mashed potatoes.
Mm.
Oh, they are the biggest ultimate comfort food, and to have them always available, you could eat them anytime.
In the last 3 weeks, how many times have you made mashed potatoes?
Literally, I bought a 3-pound bag thinking that I was going to have like 6 feet of ice growing out of them.
Right.
But I've used all of them. So twice, I've used 3 pounds of potatoes.
Wow.
That would be 6 pounds if my math is right.
Yep.
Hey. Wow. You've mastered what, Sean?
Fresh homemade pasta.
Oh, really? Wow.
Aww,
look at you with the fancy fresh homemade pasta as opposed to the Barilla.
Is there any special trick to it?
No, just watch the video, and then you just do it over and over again.
Yeah, there you go.
You got time.
Yeah. I spend a lot of times watching the video trying to do something over and over again, but it never seems to work quite right. Hi, Josh.
Hi, guys.
You've mastered.
I've mastered the bourbon old-fashioned.
Now we're talking.
Mm. What's in that again, though?
So I do, obviously, the bourbon. I use High West, which I love.
Okay.
I put Angostura bitters.
Yep.
Orange bitters.
Yep.
A little simple syrup.
There you go.
Lemon peel, orange peel, and a Luxardo cherry.
You have to do, as I said last night on Facebook Live, you have to do the Luxardo cherry to get it done right.
Absolutely. It's the only way to do it.
Where do you get those?
You can get them anywhere. Like Binny's or whatever.
Binny's keeps giving me a free one with my purchase.
It's
fantastic. I have so many cherries.
No, Luxardo cherries.
These are the brandy cherries.
Wrong ones.
Oh.
Yeah, Luxardo cherries the way to go. And you got to go one big cube, right, Josh?
Yeah, that's the only way to do it. I actually bought on Amazon a large tray that makes...
Yeah.
Bluestone tray to make the large cubes. It's phenomenal.
Do you muddle I heard you do the simple syrup. Have you ever tried muddling a sugar cube at the bottom? So you put a cube in, muddle it in with the bitters.
Yeah, I do that. Sometimes I do that as well. I actually made my own simple syrup. I took some orange peel and let it rest in the simple syrup. I've had a lot
easy.
Of time.
Look at that.
Nice.
Mr.
Good
Big
for you.
Shot. Yeah.
Cool.
That is a good old fashioned right there. And then finally, you've mastered what, Emma?
Well, I'm an essential worker right now. Part of my job is gone as a CNA, so I've been sewing masks. So I can use the sewing machine really well now. I can lock the stitches at the end.
Wow.
I can make ties, elastic, and I've been pumping out like hundreds since this started at my desk.
Emma, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Is this your first foray into the sewing machine world?
Yes, it is.
Do you have your own or do you have to borrow mom's?
Neither. My boss's 9-year-old daughter is letting me borrow it.
Awesome. Awesome.
Because I'm making it for our staff, the mask.
Now, when you make the masks, do you use, like, girls' hair ties for around the ears?
That's one kind I was making, and the other kind I was making using bias tape to make tie string masks.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Yeah. You got any extras?
Seriously, there are
for you. For you, of course.
There you go. Look at that.
Thanks.
So nice.
I could use one of those. All right, Melissa's having issues.
I'm gonna have a meltdown.
That no one else has. She's like, all right, I don't know if you guys have heard, but you can't get sanitizing wipes anywhere. I'm like, really?
But I kind
She's like, yeah, and toilet paper. You can't get toilet paper. I'm like,
really? I thought that would end.
I hadn't heard. I feel like it has ended for me.
Me too.
I don't think I've gone to a store and seen it empty of toilet paper in quite a while. I mean, you can tell it's been picked over pretty well, but...
Yeah, I know I've gone into, this week, 2 grocery stores and a Costco.
Really?
No, nothing.
Really?
Nope.
Costco didn't have it either, huh?
Nope.
Hi, Mary. Hello, Mary.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm going to miss you guys before 7 next week. I got to tell you that.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Well, the good news is we're going to be airing parts of the show between 6 and 7, and you can hear us every afternoon at 5:30.
Okay, well, I do appreciate that.
There you go.
Thank you for working. I enjoy you.
Thank you.
But, Melissa, I've been noticing, I can't guarantee it, but toilet paper and paper towels are usually being stocked at Walmart at, like, 5 o'clock in the evening.
In the evening.
There you go. There you
that
go.
That is what I'm looking for.
Or you're going to the wrong spots. Tell her, Tim.
Hey, Melissa, if you go to Menards or Home Depot or any, like, hardware store, they always have toilet paper.
There
always.
You go.
Oh,
place you wouldn't think
my
of.
Gosh.
There you go.
What?
Look, she is taking notes. It's the it's the world of me. It's
I'm
fantastic.
Sorry.
It's great. Yeah, tell her, Corey.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Love you guys so much.
Thank you.
Hey, Melissa, check out Dollar Store. I am not kidding. Two-ply, not bad at all.
Right.
Two-ply toilet paper.
You got your two-plier. Yeah.
Two-plier, I'm telling you, girl. And then when you get up to the counter, you ask the cashier, does she have any wipes? And she pulls out a box, and you can take two at a time.
Look at that.
Get out of here.
Look at that.
See, I knew there were tricks that people found. I knew it.
Violetta, you were in charge of wipes.
Okay, I gotta get wipes, and I might get you toilet paper.
What's a guy gotta do to get a couple of wipes around here?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, that's
crazy.
That is so. Oh, I know.
Well, here's somebody who works at a grocery store. Stacy, first of all, thank you for the work that you're doing.
Yeah.
Not a problem. Let's do it.
Now, when it comes to toilet paper, paper towels, Lysol wipes, etc., what are we talking about here?
Paper towel, toilet paper. We get shipments regularly. Just may not be your favorite brand, but we get them in.
Uh-huh. Who cares,
when
right?
When it comes to sanitation wipes, good luck. I work at the grocery store, and I still can't get them.
Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where is all the production on this going?
Right.
I
somebody's
have no
got.
Idea.
I'm telling you, I think people are just there at that moment, and it's like gone immediately.
Whip, can
it's
you look up Lysol headquarters and give them a call?
Yeah, let's give them a call.
Ask them. Hey, what a,
Lysol headquarters?
When are you guys gonna ship?
You think
a little
they
bit
would be making him an extra bulk?
Yeah. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Hi,
Melissa. You need to join the app next door because it's in your area. People will post, "Oh, I just went to Costco and they're loaded." With and they'll
the
tell
people
you,
are loaded or Costco's loaded. Because I go to Costco sometimes when I leave.
Really?
I'm loaded.
Yeah. They'll tell you what stores have what.
I have that app, but I haven't looked at it.
Well, you have to look at it or put a question in there. Ask anybody. Have you seen? Yeah,
I forgot about it.
I've heard of that grocery store, but
no.
I never go in there.
No. I had that app, but I totally forgot about it.
You need to start That's checking that out.
What if you have to be the first one with the trick? Because once the trick gets out, then
you got
to
be quick.
You got to find a new trick.
You got to be the first one.
Hey, Jennifer, a little help?
Hi. First of all, I love you guys. You guys crack me up and help me wake up every morning going to work. So thank you so much.
Thanks. That's nice of you to say.
Melissa, check janitorial supply stores that sell to the public. That's where I've been getting my wipes and my toilet paper.
Oh,
this is unbelievable.
I go to in Northwest Indiana, in Maryville, Indiana, that they leak. Okay, we have X amount of Lysol supplies built, but they go quick. And then they sell cases of toilet paper.
Oh, look at that.
Look, I told you guys this is so good.
You'll poop in peace forever.
Oh, man.
All right, look at that. Melissa has taken all these notes. You folks have literally saved her life.
You saved my life. That's no exaggeration.
Stick around. Coming up before 8 o'clock, Melissa will just ask you guys to go pick all that up for her and deliver it to her house. In the What About Me, anybody listening in with our good friend Melissa. Yeah, I don't know where there's a Menards, a Lowe's, a Home Depot, or a janitorial store. So all of you that just called, you can pick that stuff up and just bring it to my house. You saw it in a Zoom meeting. And it wasn't meant to be seen. What was it? We want to find out. 312-233-1019. Hang on, Jen. We'll get to you in a second. Hi, Meg.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. You saw it in a Zoom meeting?
Yes. It was unfortunately me. And my older boys were fighting over, I don't even know what, probably a Pop-Tart.
Right.
And
probably.
I turned it on mute and I went to the door to tell them to, you know, kind of do the universal motion, keep it down. I'm on a meeting with my boss.
Cut it out. I'm doing work over here. Right.
And they rolled by the door as I opened it in their underpants fighting.
Boys fighting in their underpants in the background.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good for the boss to see.
For sure.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Saw it in a Zoom meeting, Jen.
Well, I didn't actually see it in the Zoom meeting. I accidentally put it in the Zoom meeting.
Oh, no.
I was teaching a kindergarten group yesterday, and when I went to share my screen, I think a Victoria's Secret page popped up on the tab instead of the book I was trying to show them.
Wow. No. Oh. Well, they got a whole different kind of education. Those kids.
Right. Yeah.
They learned a little something about you that day.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'm waiting to hear from parents on that one.
You'll hear primarily from the dads.
Yeah. We'd like to see more of that.
Yeah. How do we do that again? Yeah.
I'm really into this e-learning thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to get more involved in my kids' education.
I'd like
now.
To know when you're going to be conducting classes because I'm not going to miss one. I love e-learning.
Welcome to Lily's Bake Sale. Today we're offering the red velvet cupcakes that Mrs. Johnson next door called breathtaking. Cash, credit, or online payment accepted.
Just like Lily, ComEd provides multiple payment options.
Need a gluten-free or vegan? Just ask our staff.
I'm not your staff, I'm your brother.
Choose the payment option that works best for you. Auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in person. Visit ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
One order of gluten-free cupcakes coming right up.
This is what happens to your body when you work from home. The number one thing that starts to hurt is what, Diane?
Hi, your wrist.
Your wrist. No, oddly enough. Wrists come in at number five. Number five on the things that hurt.
Wow.
All right.
Number five. What starts to hurt, Margie?
My back.
Your back. No.
That was odd. Oh, really?
No, your back. Your back doesn't even make top five.
What?
Really?
I know. Oh, it's killing me. What hurts the most in the first, Greg?
My neck and shoulders.
There it is. Neck and shoulders are a disaster. And then you can't get a massage because God knows your husband isn't going to do it for you.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, I am the husband.
I know.
Wait. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. I'm not doing this.
Yeah. Is your wife going to rub your shoulders?
Of course.
Oh, she's a lovely woman. This is what happens to your body when you work from home. Number one, your neck and shoulders will begin to hurt first because your ergonomics are terrible.
Right.
Number two, your eyes are going to feel fatigued from your 40-second straight Zoom meeting.
Oh, right. And staring at the computer all day.
Number three, your hips are tight, and the hips don't lie.
They say, I'm tight.
Yeah, your hips are tight. Number four, your legs are going to start to cramp.
Oh,
nothing
man.
Worse than a bad leg cramp right in the middle of a Zoom meeting, and then you stand upright, right. You fall sideways.
Really, in the middle of anything.
Right.
Oh,
bad cramp.
Hit by a spider.
Right. Right.
Oh. Right. What's going on down there?
Right. They must just, a horrible dog attack there or something.
Like, continue with the meeting.
I don't know what that was. And then finally, your wrists will hurt. This is what happens when you work from home. For whatever reason, I did make this observation. I am cramping all the time now.
Really?
Really?
I'm drinking a ton of water. I'm taking in salt all the time. I am cramping all the time, and my fingernails have stopped growing.
Well, that's actually good.
Yeah, I know. That's a nice thing, but I have
to notice it. That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
All of you are checking your fingernails right now.
Huh.
I don't know why.
That is crazy.
I don't have any reason why it's happening, but it is.
Are you sure?
I am sure. But I imagine that they're...
Because
they usually grow like crazy. I have to clip them a lot. I haven't had to clip them at all.
Oh, do you clip your own nails?
Do you guys
know... Who else would do it?
My mom offered to cut mine.
You have really got to get out from underneath the umbrella. It is time.
Right. After all
it
this,
really
she can maybe
time.
Cut all of ours. We should all go... Hey, so what is like the nutrient that makes fingernails grow, by the way? Maybe you need more of that.
Well, obviously, what I don't
carrots
know.
Carrots or something, or celery.
Biotin.
There you go.
Or it could be just stress-based. Your body reacts to different environments, different schedules, different everything in different ways.
It's true.
You cut your own nails. I don't know why.
Why is that so weird?
Uh-oh, I better not admit that I do, too.
No, I think it's
Violetta,
that's weird.
I think every person, 99 out of 100, cut their own nails.
No, I agree.
You're the weird one.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is I don't know why I can't imagine you doing it. You know, like certain people, you can't imagine them doing certain things.
Yeah.
And I just get, like, what's your process? Like, do you stand over the counter? Like, do you start with the edges? Do you file afterwards?
Does anybody really care?
I mean, I kind of just
you, you got to do a video of this.
I get the clipper.
Next
I
Facebook
stand
Live.
Over the sinker,
or
the,
scissors?
No, I get clippers.
Okay.
Oh, the sinker toilet clip away. Huh. That's it. Boom,
yeah.
Done.
Next Facebook Live. You got to do it live.
No, I'm
on...
not. No, I'm actually not doing that at all.
Okay.
No.
I think it's harder to see him like he's cut his own hair, like sitting in the mirror doing that. But
I could see that. I could just feel like he's like. Bah, 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 bah. But then, like with the nails, you have to be a little bit more delicate. You have to like think about it.
Not men's nails. We just
you need to see more guys
just
doing
cut them
it
back
their
till
nails.
They bleed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or just bite them off.
Right. Final installment. Deep conversations. The kind of things they say. Questions you should be asking your partner to spark deep conversation while you're self-quarantined together. 312-233-1019. We've settled on, what's the scariest thing you've ever done? Prepare to be petrified. Here we go. Look, I I threw an example, and it happened.
Okay.
Please welcome to the show Jen Walenda.
No.
No, 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 no. I'm
you
sorry.
Had me.
No, I'm kidding.
You don't usually pull that.
I'm kidding, but I did throw this out. Jen, scariest thing you've ever done?
Yeah, swam with sharks down in the Bahamas.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah, I said swimming with sharks. Okay. What kind of sharks were they, Jen? Hungry?
They were black-tipped Caribbean reef sharks.
Okay.
Wait, were you in one of those cages, though?
No, I was not.
Okay. Whoa, what?
Yeah.
How do you know they're not going to eat you?
Well, we went with a dive company called Stewart Coves, and they had a diver go in, and they fed them all before we got in.
Right.
And then we got in.
Good thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're like swimming around going, oh, no, paper cut. Get out of the water. Get out of the water.
did you pet them?
No. No. I wasn't that brave.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to touch them or chum the waters or bleed anywhere around that. All right. Hang on, Jen. Scary Jen. Hold on. Jen Walenda.
Amazing to me.
Hold on. Look at this. Hey, Bob.
Hello?
Scariest thing you've ever done, Bob.
Well, I'm a retired police officer, and I was a homicide detective at the time. And I know police officers go through a lot of stuff all the time, but in this particular case, this guy had just killed two people. I didn't know that they were dead, but they were shot. And,
oh, my God.
And I chased him down an alley, and he went up the back stairs, and I went up there, and there's a couple of apartments, and a little boy was crouched down in the back stairs, and he pointed to the apartment and the door that he was behind.
Wow.
And it turned out to be a bathroom anyway.
Yeah.
Kicked the door in, and he was in there shaving his beard off.
I feel like I'm in a Law and Order episode here. So you actually kicked the door in, which I've always wanted to do.
So satisfying.
It went in pretty easy. He was in there shaving his beard off, trying to think that maybe that somebody would be able to recognize him.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, I was able to get him, and he was convicted, and he's still in jail.
Wow. He's a cold-blooded killer right there.
I still have dreams about it, you know, at night. It's many years later.
You're a hero.
Chasing a cop chasing a murderer down an alley and then kicking in a door and catching him shaving.
Yeah,
I want my mugshot to look all cleaned up.
Wow.
Come on.
Hang on, Bob. Hold on. Hang on, Jen. Hold on. 312-233-1019. The scariest thing you've ever done. Tony.
You know, no disrespect to the previous callers, but I'm sure that was scary to them. But my wife asked me, do I look fat in these pants? And I said, yes.
That's scary.
Why would you do that?
That is scary.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
You want scary, Lynn.
Hi. I used to teach sex education to large groups of middle schoolers.
Oh, my God. That is scary.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'd almost rather chase a murderer down an alley.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
This is so hard.
Yeah. Scariest thing you've ever done, Patrick.
Hey, Eric.
Hi.
I work for an environmental company, and we were doing some coal sampling down around 100th Street.
Right.
And they've got this pit. My boss walked across. There was a plank across it. And I'm behind him walking, and I was hesitating, and I thought, oh, my God, all I got to do is walk off this plank, and I fall into a grinder and get crushed.
I was walking the plank over a coal grinder.
That's better than I would.
Very scary.
Wow. No. All right, who's it going to be? I swam with hungry sharks. I'm an ex-homicide detective and chased a murderer down a hallway and kicked in a door and caught him shaving. My wife asked, do I look fat? And I said, yes. I taught sex ed to middle schoolers, and I walked a plank.
My gosh.
Violetta.
I gotta go with the chasing a murderer and catching him shaving.
Yeah, that is
That's
something.
That's intense.
Yeah, whip.
I think I agree.
All right, Melissa.
I agree.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you deserve it.
Hey, Bob, you do great work protecting all of us. Thank you for the story. Scary stuff.
Ow!
What did you eat at the gas station? Let's talk about your favorite libation. There's no need for frustration during this deep conversation.
312-233-1019. Your quarantine meltdown. Naomi Watts had one. Earlier this week, she posted to Instagram that in a 24-hour period, her printer, her vacuum cleaner, and her dishwasher all broke.
Yeah.
Which caused her to go to the bathroom, scream, pull out a poor haircut, and sob.
I know.
Yeah.
That's rough, though.
Your own quarantine meltdown was caused by what and what happened? Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
Hi, quarantine meltdown?
Yes. I had just gotten back from grocery shopping for my family, and once a week that you're supposed to do, and I went to Starbucks, and every one of them near me was closed.
Oh, my God.
I came home, unloaded my car, kids are screaming, husband's like, where's my Starbucks? And I just locked myself in the bathroom for a couple minutes and cried.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see
it. It all builds up. Yeah. All builds to a head. The next thing you know, that's the result.
Where's
I heard something
Starbucks?
That Starbucks is offering their employees. The reason you're seeing so many closed is they're saying, we're still going to pay you, but you don't have to work if you don't want to.
Oh.
And so all of them are going, well, I'm not going to work then.
Right.
Ah.
And I really can't blame them. That's, you know, on the front line, and maybe they've decided for themselves.
It's not worth it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I did see a Starbucks in my neighborhood. I mean, the line was like 20 cars.
Right.
The one that was
a drive-thru?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I think they're doing that for sure now. Yeah.
There you go. You had a quarantine meltdown, Lexi.
Mine was over lean ground turkey.
It gets me every time. Every damn time it gets me.
I am on a really specific diet trying to lose weight. Right. And I wanted these specific lean turkey burgers that I found a recipe for right before COVID-19.
Oh, boy.
Like right before people started hoarding food.
Right.
And right. We were looking for like days for these turkey burgers.
I know.
And I was like ranting to everybody that would listen.
I know.
About how I couldn't bring these turkey burgers.
I know, for sure.
What
does
she
sound
doing?
Like her voice is slowed down?
Well, no, I think that maybe, maybe, Lexi, you know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, it totally is 5 o'clock somewhere.
You're right.
There's no, I mean,
no
happening. I told you earlier there was another story that people have lost the ability. Uh-huh. We've all lost the ability to determine when it's okay to pour the first one.
True.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, what do you do? What else do you do when you're under stress? Pressure?
Thank you, Lexi. Thank you. I'll have a turkey burger with you anytime. Hey, Annie.
Hey, how you doing?
Your quarantine meltdown was what?
I'm quarantining with, my son, my niece, and her fiance, and they stay up much later than us, and the toilet was stopped up, but nobody decided to plunge it or deal with it.
Oh, that's just, that would break anybody.
In the middle of the night,
that
and
is not right.
To deal with it,
To
try to be discreet, but at the same time, it was also like feminine hygiene products and tissue.
Okay, so they're really going to town
that's
on this thing.
This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives.